Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, July 9th, 2018. I'm Sarah Lane. Fitness app Polar is revealing locations of people in secretive locations, such as intelligence agencies and military bases and airfields, a joint investigation of Bellingcat and Dutch journalism platform De Correspondent reports. Back in January, the fitness app Strava revealed similar sensitive locations. Polar can feed into the Strava app. Polar updated its privacy policy last August, and new accounts do have their default settings set to the most private options available. Polar tells Bellingcat it recognizes the sensitive nature of this data and decided to temporarily suspend its explore function and allow more ways to delete data history. In other security news, TimeHop disclosed a major security breach that happened on July 4th and affected 21 million users. Attackers were able to retrieve access tokens to view users' posts on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and Foursquare. TimeHop's cloud services were not protected by multi-factor authentication. Names and email addresses associated were stolen, and 4.7 million of those accounts had a phone number attached as well. Samsung opened the world's largest mobile phone factory in India on the outskirts of Delhi. The company says its annual mobile phone output will increase to 120 million units per year from 68 million units per year after the facility is completed in 2020. India's smartphone market grew 14% with total shipments of 124 million units in 2017, the fastest pace of growth among the top 20 markets, according to International Data Corp. As of last week, Apple had between 21 million and 21.5 million U.S. subscribers, while Spotify had 22 million to 22.5 million, according to sources speaking to CNBC. That's compared to 1 year ago when Spotify had about 17 million U.S. subscribers to Apple's 13 million. Sources expect Apple to match Spotify in the U.S. by next month. Apple Music has also been growing faster than Spotify in the U.K. and Canada. Globally, though, Spotify remains the leader with 75 million paying customers at the end of last March and reaching close to 100 million by the end of this year. Sources tell Recode that Groupon is looking to sell. It's been looking to sell for a while, but has apparently ramped up efforts in recent months. When Groupon IPO'd in 2011, it was the second largest IPO for a tech company at the time, putting the company's valuation at $16 billion. Today, Groupon is valued at $2.4 billion as the daily deals market has waned. Uber is investing in scooter rental company Lime in a $335 million financing round led by Alphabet's venture firm GV, valuing Lime at $1.1 billion. Uber will reportedly promote Lime in the Uber app and also add the Uber logo on Lime scooters. Uber filed an application recently in San Francisco to introduce a scooter service of its own. Xiaomi debuted its IPO in Hong Kong Monday, opening down at 16.60 Hong Kong dollars per share. That's equivalent to about US$2.12. This is according to Dow Jones, below the initial public offering price of Hong Kong $17. Xiaomi is currently the world's fourth largest smartphone manufacturer. And finally, Intel is denying part of a CTEK report from last week that Apple decided not to use an Intel 5G modem called Sunny Peak in future iPhones. CTEK has updated its report to clarify that Sunny Peak was not in fact a 5G modem and did not combine 5G, Wi-Fi, and Bluetooth on one chip, only a combined Wi-Fi and Bluetooth chip. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. Thanks to everyone who supports the show. I'm Sarah Lane, and we'll talk to you next time.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.